Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy. Now, in the justification that putting the closed captions on your TV is reading.
Right, it is.
How many pages a night are you logging then?
Oh, man. I'm a scholar. Yeah. Like, I have my own library.
Manuscript.
It's called Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm trying to think. So if you watch a full show, so yeah. What's that, 45 minutes?
45 minutes, take out the commercials.
Okay, 45 minutes.
And then you're reading.
Well, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Just trying to think, you know, how many pages you can say you read the next morning. 50?
Yeah, but look 50. At it this way. I was thinking about this because people like to argue this point. The Great Gatsby was a novel, correct?
Yes. Oh, man, now we're getting somewhere.
So if I watched that movie on closed captions, technically, I read that book.
Yeah, I know.
You could say
it
that.
It counts.
Yep. I like the sound of this.
Because you really need to. They want you to read the book so you can interpret the book.
I interpreted it. It showed me what to see.
The nuances of the Harvard-Vuval, and right. You know, the exact dialogue is not the same as in the book.
You use imagination, yes. And you really feel it.
Right.
I understand
all your facts, but you know what? If I read it and I see how they interpret it, and then I offer my opinions and my thoughts, then I'm actually taking it to the next level.
Exactly.
Because I'm interpreting the interpretation of the interpretation.
It doesn't count because in school you always have someone that was like, well, I watched the movie.
Hey, kids, you got these summer reading lists?
No.
If there's a movie, watch the movie or close
read,
it
counts.
Okay. Here's the promise you have to put out. Now, kids, here's the deal. When you try to float this as the argument, you're going to get in trouble.
Yes, you are.
But.
Zach and Antoine.
But when you do, and you have to get up and argue your case, please contact us. Both Zach and Antoine will come to your school and help argue your case. Now, to be clear, we're going to lose.
Every single time.
But
every time
we're gonna show up with a briefcase and
they'll look
notes.
Official.
Oh yeah,
they will look official.
I'm gonna reference Netflix the Disney Plus.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna have all kinds of
the people versus Netflix.
Exactly. The movie doesn't count.
Oh yeah, this counts. You know what? I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna read a bunch of episodes of Law and Order to study up on
you deserve
the
it.
Thing too.
I used to
love when you had the kid that watched the movie, but the teacher would slide in a nugget that wasn't in the movie. Just to kind of like
mess with you.
Yeah. You're like, gotcha.
But we'll be calling those people to the stand.
And exactly.
They will be thrown out of the jury if they try to walk in. But you're right, Antoine. Settled.
Exactly.
Case closed. Oh, man.
I love it now.
I would love that kid. If there was a kid that tried to pull this off and then argued his case very passionately to the class and the teacher, you want to talk about a kid that's going to go viral?
Oh, my God. That kid's going places without a doubt.
Yep. He's going to, I don't know which places he's going, but he's going places.
Yeah. And if he reads the captions out loud, he's reading to a parent or a sibling, it counts.
Mm-hmm.
It counts. I've changed my mind. I'm completely on board with this.
That's not what the teacher's looking
for. Well, the teacher's wrong.
You know what?
That's not it.
I got two words for you in this whole, that's not the way it's done. I got two words for you. New math, okay?
Exactly.
They changed all of math, and they said this was the new way. So you know what? This is the way of the new world, too.
This is new reading.
I mean, different subjects, and math is its own.
Yeah, numbers. They were about as old as time, okay? They were ancient. Socrates was doing subtraction for crying out loud.
Books are old, too, then.
Well, but that's different. That's a different thing.
Tell you right now, Plato would have read he would have watched The Great Gatsby and read the
without
whole thing.
A doubt,
because he knew it was boring. We have figured this out. We figured out all education systems.
I'm
right
done
now.
For the day.
So, all right, we're done. We'll see you. Have a nice day. $5,000 in the secret sound for the love, people. What happened? I thought we were so close to a winner.
Oh,
and
man.
We're spiraling out of control here.
Oh,
this has been insane. I thought 2 days ago we were getting a winner.
I just knew we were there.
And then yesterday, when we didn't get a winner on this show, I thought, all right, fine. It'll be Fred, guaranteed.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. I'm like, all right, fine. It'll definitely be Bob. It wasn't. I don't know what happened. Something happened.
And there was 3 clues yesterday.
Oh, my God. So here's the deal. Today, your first guess at the K92 Secret Sound is 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get a winner, your next guess is 8. And if we don't get a winner, your next guess is 9.
Wow, we're
10,
doing 3?
11, 12, 1, 2, 3 for the every
Anarchy.
Hour.
Anarchy.
Every hour. Yep.
Have we ever done this before?
Yes.
Okay. I've never done it before. First
but
time.
It's still exciting.
Chaos.
Yeah.
It's been a few years, but this has happened before. So, yeah, it is time.
All right, we're getting
a winner. And I'm going to tell you this much. If we don't get a winner at 7 o'clock, I am going to give you the answer.
Just going to tell them the answer.
Not exactly.
No.
Not exactly.
Okay.
But I am going to lay some. I'm going to analyze the clues. You're going to want to listen to me as I think out loud.
Okay.
You're going to want to put the captions on the show and just read into as I start analyzing some of the clues. But you know what? Let's just get a winner at 7 o'clock. $5,000. Fire it up. Set an alarm on your phone. Get ready for this right at 7 o'clock. Diamond of the day is next. What it is.
He robbed a bank. Yes. But he had his reasons.
Oh, I see. Yes. It's this, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He had his reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had terrible reasons.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, your argument's worse than ours. I'm just saying.
Oh, look. Don't.
It's Monica's chance. Now you're playing Legally Blonde. We played it. Now it's Legally Blonde 2 is coming next. Monica Brooks will be the attorney for this dodo. Here we go. He's a criminal. He's a dirty criminal. But Monica says, well, I mean, he has his reasons.
He made some mistakes.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
I should say he made only one mistake, but it was a huge mistake.
I would say he made two mistakes
if it's what I think it is.
Yes, okay. Mr. Heath Bumpus.
That's the Bumpus. Let me hang on.
Heath Bumpus.
There's so many things for this.
Oh, Mr. Heath.
I have audio for this.
Oh, you have audio of Heath?
I got audio.
Yeah, well, he robbed a bank. I mean, people do that. It's wrong, yes.
It does. People do that. You're correct.
Well, I will say he told the cops, I have my reasons. The reason why I robbed this bank. I'm getting married tomorrow. And I don't have money for the venue or the ring.
Nope.
I got to rob this ring. Bank.
I need the venue. Mm-hmm. She's going to kill me.
She convinced him that she knew it was him. His picture was all on Facebook.
Oh, actually, the fiance turned him in.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about this.
The police, they didn't thank the family for reporting it.
Yeah. They saw the surveillance video.
I didn't know this part.
I forgot about this. Yeah. So this is the police talking about
it. She convinced him that she knew it was him. His picture was all on Facebook. He needed to turn himself in. So he went to the Houston County Courthouse and turned himself into a Houston County deputy. He was getting married, so he didn't have enough money for a wedding ring that he wanted to buy, and he needed to pay for the wedding venue.
Aw.
Yeah,
what's his name, Neil?
Heath. Heath. Yeah, Bumpus.
His name is Inmate 473.
Those Bumpuses.
Yeah, fiance, she's declined to speak on the situation.
Are they still together?
She probably told him, you know what, I told you to put a down payment. I told you to make a payment.
And it sucks because they can't have conjugal visits because they're not actually married.
Ah.
Went to jail first.
Yeah, that's true.
Bumpuses.
Bumpus.
Poor Bumpus.
If you look at the surveillance video, you see him walking in. He does look like he's been crying, like, oh gosh.
How
do
you
this?
Not have the money the day before for the ring and the venue?
You know what, Antoine? It's almost as if this person doesn't properly think things over.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going out on a limb here that he probably was not on the honor roll.
Mr. Bumpus, you don't think he was necessarily in the key club? Did he read the book or did he watch the movie?
Wow. Mm. This is what we're doing?
No.
This is what we're doing? This is what we're doing right now, huh?
Right,
he probably read the book
and
couldn't see. I don't know.
He probably watched a show about bank robberies and just thought, well, I can do that too. This would be a good part. And he didn't put the subtitles on because it would have said, P.S. Don't do this.
Yes.
That's what it is. Your man did this, would you turn him in if you saw him on the security camera?
He did something like that. I mean, I thought, ooh.
I mean, it's your fault for having such good taste in rings.
I could never see him doing something like that.
Woman's day. You raised the bill up, so it's your fault.
You know, yeah. I feel like she should plead guilty as an accessory.
Exactly.
Yeah, that seems fair. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Okay. The adventure. We have brand new superheroes. You thought every superhero had been created, every superhero, every villain. There'll never be another new show. Well, my friends, if you missed the story of Milkman and Tripnip, we will explain next. Superheroes for 2020, man. The new era. Full subtitle, because then it counts as reading as well. Oh, man. And I tell you what, if you ever having some moral issues. Uh-huh. You know, you're wondering, like, are you a good person? Should I have done that? Am I ethical? Whatever. Just come here, and we will argue your case for you, no matter how bad it is.
I'll do it. Yep. Whatever. We'll just jump on there. We'll come with the briefcases. And
yep, we're pathetic.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
You rob a bank, we'll figure out a way to
make it.
It's like
a challenge for us.
You want to try to cheat on your literature test? Hey. Well, we'll provide a halfway decent argument in the other direction. We are superheroes for the new era around here.
Yes, we are.
That's what we learned yesterday on the K92 Morning Thing. On the way, you get your secrets out. $5,000. First team Nissan, New River Valley. First team Nissan Roanoke and K92. We got to get a winner, man. I don't know what happened. I thought for sure we'd have a winner 2 days ago. Now here we are. And I got people breathing down my neck. When are we going to get a winner? I'm like, how the heck would I know? What are the winning lottery numbers? What are you? Jeez, I can't tell y'all. Anyway, so 7 o'clock, we got that. Brand new birthday scam at 7:10. I'm calling the school. I'm a concerned parent.
You're going to call the school.
Yeah, I got complaints.
Don't call the school.
And it has nothing to do with the bus schedule, which, by the way, I don't know what's going
on.
Yeah, it's not that. It is that my child's getting too much homework, and it is taking him away from what's most important in his life, Fortnite.
You know those, people make lots of money.
It is big money now.
That kid who won the Fortnite tournament recently, $3 million.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Fantastic. My daughter memorizes, you know, the tundra and flora and fauna. She has not come home with a cash prize for any of it. Just saying. So, Fortnite homework. That's at 7:10. Right now, as you're waking up, maybe you're enjoying your first cup of coffee. What does that do to your brain?
Mm.
I'll explain here in a minute in the Scoopla, 6 minutes
away.
Though. Yeah, so grab your cup and we'll all indulge together here, home of the brand new superheroes and villains in your life. We have created a new one, a new brand, and we should because it's a multi-billion dollar industry that we are missing out on. We need our own superheroes.
Yes.
Superman, it's been done.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, already got him. Thor, Black Panther, all these people. You think, all right, well, there is
they're
no
taken.
One. There's no more. There's no more superheroes. Oh, but there is. Say hello to Milkman and his evil nemesis, Tripnip. The adventures of your new favorite superhero, Milkman. And who am I again? I already forgot.
Milkman, and what do we call? You had a title. Uniboy.
That's right. All I could think of was Tripnip. I'm like, that's not it. Antoine, let's be clear. You watch a lot of superhero movies.
Yes.
Creative mind. Tripnip is definitely a villain.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
Oh,
Tripnip. Some sort of green gas comes
but
out.
But are you surrounded by cats? I don't know why when you say that, I think about cats.
I don't know why you...
Like nip.
Oh, catnip?
Catnip.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
So. Yeah, I have like a little sash and I smell on it. In my lair, there's lots of saucers of milk all over the place.
I don't approve.
That's why I go after Milkman, because I want to take all the milk to feed to my cats.
Okay, now we're getting a plot. Now we're getting a plot.
We are.
I'm on board now.
Hey, there's a lot of streaming platforms. We can at least be on, what's it, Quibi? Oh, we can get on Quibi at least. I mean, jeez. Yep. The Adventures of Milkman and Tripnip.
You both would be like Taylor Swift's dream crew.
She loves cats
and she loves milk.
Oh, there you go.
Boy, you're going to be great as a writer on this show because you have an evil mind. See, listen.
She could be the executive producer of our comic book.
Uh-huh.
She's executive producer.
We'll have a battle at a Naylor Twift concert.
Oh!
Yes, looking forward to it. You know, Antoine, I did appreciate in that clip because I thought this is the moment in it when I said, you know, Tripnip would be going after Milkman and his milk. And there's a moment right now.
Because
I want to take all the milk to my cats.
Okay, now we're getting a plot.
Okay, so you say, okay, now we're getting a plot thing, but okay, now we're getting out of control and we need to stop. But no, you came to support. I appreciated that.
I'm here. I'm like, you know what? Let's go ahead.
Now we're getting ridiculous. We're going to HR.
Now we're getting a plot. Now it's interesting.
Call my agent. Get him on the phone. Wake him up. We need to make something happen here. Scoopla is next. Your brain and coffee. Then, fat chance. How much faith you got in your thanger? We will figure it out.
K92 Morning Thang.
$5,000 in 20 minutes for the love. Let's get a winner and we'll celebrate with a brand new birthday scam called Fortnite Homework. Now, grab your cup of coffee.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the Scoopla.
This is terrible, Monica.
What?
I just finished my coffee.
You don't have any more?
I almost want to just stop the show.
Because you're out
of
coffee?
You don't have any more coffee?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know. I'm going to go.
Zach, I haven't had coffee since the spring. You can do it. You're all right.
Ugh. You're not a real coffee drinker.
You're not a real man.
Gee, both of you guys, I'm just fake everything. You're not a real coffee drinker. You're not a real
some
man.
People are not coffee people.
No.
I love the taste of it, though. I just don't drink it that often.
Huh.
Or at all.
I need it.
Yes, me too. Gotta have it.
I love it, and I want it, but I also need
it. But when
it.
You start to have pains when you don't have it, like you get those headaches, then you know you're a real diehard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, some people would say, you know, you have a problem. But,
exactly.
But again.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
We're not about admitting our faults today. We're about explaining our way out of them. So that's how we're going to roll around here.
Oh, I love it.
Your first cup of coffee. The five things it does to your brain each and every day. This is nice. You know what? This music is too much. Let me get.
You need some coffee music?
I feel like I do. All right, you know what?
I know, like a jazz club or something.
I was just thinking
snapping
this.
Fingers.
What about this? Just hanging out by the fire.
Okay.
Getting into the fall.
Mm.
This is good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just chilling with your nice cup of coffee.
I have to pee.
It makes you have to pee.
It just sounds like water.
Okay, you know what? But I can do. We got this one. How about this? Got a little jazz.
All right. Okay, I'm with you at the cafe now.
Okay. Very nice. Your first cup of coffee. What does it do to your brain? Poetry slam at 7:30. Get mm-hmm. ready. Boom, shakalaka. First, it's the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment you start thinking about your first cup of coffee. Your endocrine system creates and releases dopamine.
Yeah.
Oh, we love dopamine. It's the anticipatory pleasure hormone. So you feel good. Just knowing that soon you'll be drinking that first cup. Maybe you set the timer on your coffee and you smell. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? That's coming up, actually. Number two, preparation.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going on in your brain. Because you associate coffee with pleasure, the actions you take that lead you to the experience that pleasure creates gives you the Pavlovian response.
Oh.
You know, like the dogs are drooling.
Yeah. They start to drool.
Yes, you're just getting it ready and you're excited. Oh, yes, so good. Environmental cues such as brewing your own coffee or driving to your favorite coffee shop release even more dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dopamine. Dopamine. Three is the aroma. Aroma can suddenly remind you of past experiences.
Mm.
Maybe you're on vacation this summer in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
looking out.
There's
a lake out there, and you were just enjoying that cup of coffee, sitting in a porch swing.
Mm.
Yep, coffee aroma orchestrates the expression of more than a dozen genes and changes in protein expressions. Basically, it just means more dopamine, baby. Number four, we're finally putting lips to cup.
Yep.
Drinking. Your body absorbs caffeine quickly. So it really only takes a few minutes to get to your brain, which is good to know. And basically what happens is some chemical can't bond with your neurons, so it makes you feel alert, awake, and more alive.
Oh.
We're in it now.
Yep.
And then even after you're done, you finish that cup of coffee like me right now. And I did have a little level of disappointment because I want more. But you know where I am right now, Monica?
Where?
I'm in the afterglow, baby.
Oh, you're feeling good.
Oh, yeah. You've achieved a state of peak performance.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I am right now. I'm flowing, firing on all cylinders.
Coffee is something else because it could hurt you and you still will forgive it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it will burn my lip right off.
Yep.
And I'm like, I appreciate you being so hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
thank you for this pain.
I can spill the coffee on my leg and go, all over a mess. Yep. I'm like, that's okay. I can't wait to take the next
exactly.
You apologize for wasting the coffee.
Yeah. I apologize to coffee for not being more careful with you. That's what it is. There are a few things that you will give that pass in this world. I believe pizza is another one. Pizza burn your mouth. You'll still welcome pizza
and
back.
Keep on eating.
Pizza make you fat. You don't care. Come on back, pizza. So there it is. And subsequent cups have diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go get me some diminishing returns right now. I don't care. $5,000 is on the way in the secret sound. Somebody said, hey, Zach, can you read that phone number real slow for me?
Oh, they did, yeah.
I feel like now's a good time for that because we're already in that mode.
All right.
So when you want to win the K92 secret sound in 20 minutes, and we're doing a guess every hour till we get a winner. By the way, we'll just do it at 7, and then I don't even have to talk about that anymore. When you call this number, 5.
0.
This is going to be the longest read of a radio station in the history of.
I was like, they're going to need coffee. I'm like,
10 digits.
And if you can't get the number on this one, I can't help you anymore.
No.
You are incapable of winning the secret sound. 5407-7-4-92-36. There it is.
Yeah.
And if that was too fast for you, you need coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Speed it up
now.
Fat Chance is next. How much faith do you have in your thangers? We'll just get to, you know, if I feel like talk slow enough, we'll get to Friday. Then I'll just wake up and it'll be Friday. I like it. If you have the free K92 radio app, 1 minute ago, you got your push notification to remind you that $5,000 was happening right at 7 o'clock in the secret sound, so you are ready. First, we play Fat Chance. The game of faith.
Yes.
The game of quick thinking.
Yes.
The game of hurt feelings. Mostly if I lose.
I will say this. Yeah. I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet.
Ooh.
What?
No, I haven't.
You don't have any liquids over there.
I know. I ran out without
Don't pick Monica, listeners.
She's dry.
Or is she like on edge? Like, is this like a boxer?
No, I think she's
something.
Groggy and has cotton mouth. Those are,
yeah. That is liquids. My mouth is dry.
I can't even talk. My mouth is so dry. Meanwhile, I'm firing up cup number 3 right now.
Oh, gosh. I'm turning to tail grip.
It's brewing as we speak. Let's say good morning to Elliot. Hello, Elliot.
Hello.
All right, Elliot, your choice. Zach Jackson, who I might actually be a little caffeine loopy, just a little right now for some reason. Well, it's because I'm drinking coffee. That's the reason. Or Monica, who is
dry like back road.
Yeah, maple syrup pouring down a mountain, dry like a back road. Well, who do you want?
Never heard that.
Caffeine guy, Zach.
All right.
Caffeine.
Team caffeine. Energy. Yeah, that's Monica's. Dry like a back road because it's dusty and dry.
Never heard that before.
Yeah.
I like it. It works.
It's the B-side to body like a back road. It's just a dry, wrinkly body. Let's say good morning now to Katie. Katie, you are Team Sleepyhead, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
She's like, cool.
Okay,
I'm ready. So, Elliot and Katie, you are part of the equation here because you are teamed up with us, and you're going to decide how much faith do you have in either of us.
Yes.
Antoine, explain.
All right, so I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category, and Elliot and Katie, you guys will predict how many items in that category your player can name within 15 seconds. If your player says 5... then the next person can either say Fat Chance or raise the stakes to a higher number. We go back and forth until somebody say Fat Chance. First to 2 points wins.
Elliot, you were first, so you will start the bidding. First category is...
I'm interested to see how you guys do in this category. The first category for you, Elliot, to bid on Zach is superheroes without the word man or woman in their title.
Ant.
Yeah. Spider. Boy.
It has to be their actual name, but it cannot have the word man or woman in it. So, Elliot, how many do you think Zach can name?
Can I ask a question before we start the bidding?
Yes.
Boy and girl, are we taking those out, too?
No, those are fine. It's man or woman specific.
I know we got to stand up for this. We've got to
All right, Elliot, how many do you think Zach can do?
Three.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for your lack of faith. That's smart. That's wise of you.
Oh, God.
All right, Katie, it's on you. Do you want to say Fat Chance? Is Zach doing 3, or do you want to raise the stakes for Monica?
Let's raise the stakes.
To how many?
To 4.
4.
All right.
5.
Elliot, can Zach do 5 or more, or is it Fat Chance to Monica?
5. I feel like I can do 5.
I think I'm going to go with 5.
All right.
All right, Katie.
More than that, I can't promise anything.
Can Monica do 6 or more, or Fat Chance to Zach in 5?
Fat Chance.
No!
Okay.
Oh,
5.
No.
Mom, okay. You got to talk before she bids.
I know I'm delayed.
It's too late, but she bid.
Yes. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 15 seconds. We have Wolverine. We have Storm. Is there a Scorpion? Black Panther? Flash? Shark Boy? Lava Girl? How about Magneto? There's Dr. Jean Grey. What is her name? What is that thing? Hawkeye.
Phoenix. You're talking about Phoenix?
I got like 6, right?
No.
I did.
So... Jean Grey is her actual name. You got 7.
Okay,
good. I didn't even count Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Because they're like, you know,
they're
really
superheroes.
In,
the, kids, in okay. the kid world, it's lame, but they're superheroes.
That was Taylor Lautner. That was
yes,
first,
it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That
All right.
Was good
well,
for me.
That's 1 point right. for Zach and Elliot.
All right,
Katie, it's on you. The next category is nicknames for a grandma.
Different things that people call their grandmother.
Does grandma count? Okay, grandma counts.
Grandma would count.
Okay. What do you say, Katie?
Five. Okay, all right, Elliot, how many do you say? Six or more for Zach or Fat Chance to Monica?
I'll do six.
Okay.
All right,
Katie. $5,000 in the secret sound. We're going to finish this game. They'll be on the other side of the trending. Get ready. We're doing every hour till we get a winner today. Well, till 6 o'clock. And we still don't have a winner. I don't know what's going on around here.
All right, Katie, seven or more to Monica
seven.
Or, okay.
Seven.
Elliot, eight or more or Fat Chance.
I feel like you can call grandma anything, so I'll go with eight.
Yeah, we'll
all
go
right,
with that.
Katie, nine or more or Fat Chance?
Nine.
I am the judge, just for the record.
Nine.
Elliot, ten or more or Fat Chance?
Okay.
All right.
I know, Zach, you're scratching. You're like, oh,
I don't know.
Okay, non-grandma nicknames, go.
Nana, Gigi, Big Mama, Mama, Grandmother, Grandma, a Sissy, you call her Big G, G-Mama, and, you call her Juma.
Juma?
Juma.
Huh?
What happened?
Oh, my God. Happened? I don't know.
What happened?
How many did you need?
You needed 10.
I did?
And I gave you Big G, so you got 10.
What?
I gave it to her. Big Granny.
Big G?
I gave it to her.
You gave her 10?
I gave her Big G. I gave her 10. All right, last round.
Okay.
Last round. All right, let's jump right into it. Elliot, the last round.
By the way,
you.
Look at her. She knows she didn't deserve that. Okay.
Next. Here we go. Last one.
Looney Tunes characters.
Looney Tunes
How
characters.
How many can you name in 15 seconds?
Been a minute.
It has been a minute.
Eight.
Ooh.
And there's 19 total. All right, Katie. Eight. How many can Monica name? Can she do nine or more? Is it Fat Chance to Zach and eight?
Okay, nine.
Say Jesus. Fat Chance.
I think you don't do that.
Say Zach Fat Chance.
Elliot, Fat Chance or 10 or more?
You gotta do
all right, 15 Jesus. Seconds. Looney Tunes, go.
Tasmanian Devil, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, was he part? Elmer. The mouse, the cat, the Felix.
Nope.
You had who's there? The Roadrunner. The bird. You had
start playing the music for myself.
You did great. You got four. You did amazing.
Good job.
You did
good
absolutely
job. Great job by you.
Oh my God.
Elmer Fudd is not a Looney Tunes character. Yosemite Sam is.
Elmer Fudd's not?
Nope, it's Yosemite Sam.
But he's for the Wascally Wabbit.
Yeah, yeah. He is.
It has it listed. I just
he's
went to the website.
What?
Oh, he is. I accept Elmer Fudd.
I'm at the Cartoon Network website.
Yeah, but they don't know anything then. Shut that website down.
He was always looking for the
bunny,
right?
He was for the Wascally Wabbit.
I was thinking about him yesterday.
Sam lives next door to Bugs and Daffy. He's a liar, cheat, and a sore loser.
Okay, well then who was Elmer Fudd hunting?
I guess it was Vasily Rabbit.
That's okay. You still stunk. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
congratulations, Elliot.
Yeah.
You are the big winner. Here's your prize.
You get that $25 gift card to Petco and those tickets to Barktoberfest, which is this weekend, this Saturday at the Vin War Memorial, 11 to 4.
Secret Sound is on the way. We got to play a couple commercials and one song. So just give me like 5 minutes, and we'll be rolling right here every single hour today until we get a winner. But let's just do it at 7 o'clock and be done with it. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92.
Yeah. The
K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
It's an opportunity to have a very unique Airbnb. So as you think about, too, while we look at this, is there some unique place you'd think would be cool to Airbnb? Is it the Goodyear blimp?
The blimp. Does that mean I have to sleep there? Like, how long am I in the blimp
for? You're spending the night in the blimp. Like, that's your place to stay?
No, I can't do that. Fun.
Okay, well, then I guess I should just skip this story about how the Goodyear blimp is offering Airbnb overnight stays.
I guess I need to look inside of the Goodyear blimp to see.
It's actually quite nice.
What the accommodations
look
like.
It's big. I'm sure there's some big couch and stuff. And now here's the downside that I think is a total ripoff of this one. They're doing it on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Michigan. It's in honor of the Michigan-Notre Dame football game.
Oh.
$150 for the night, which I think is kind of decent.
Yeah. And it's a nice place.
Yeah. But
what's the bathroom situation? All right, say that and then tell me what the bathroom
situation
is. Oh,
there's definitely a bathroom because the blimp's got a pilot and stuff. So it's like an airplane bathroom, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
The downside, the blimp don't go in the air while you're on it.
I think that's great.
Wait a minute. What?
It doesn't go in the air. Yeah.
No, give me a hotel room.
Exactly.
No, it's not worth it at that point.
What if you forget and walk out your front door?
How sleepwalky are you?
What if that happens?
All right, well, where do y'all want to Airbnb then?
Well,
I would air. It's funny, Airbnb, because it's actually in the air. Right,
It's not in the air.
I know. Look.
A space shuttle. We talked about this before.
Yeah, I would do
a space shuttle.
In space or on the ground?
In space.
Oh, you want it to be in space?
Yeah, because I want to go to Mars.
Okay, see, you're thinking that's
we're
too
the
big.
Mars people. That's
the Martians?
I think you got to sleep. You got to think smarter on this one. Monica, I think you're with me. A fantastic Airbnb, the Sleep Number Store.
I agree.
Look at that.
My gosh.
All those great beds to try out. They have a really big TV screen that you can watch. There's a TV screen above the bed, too.
That's right. That is true.
And there's a Keurig machine.
Have like a little play area for the kids if you have your kids with you. Yeah, they actually do.
Decent bathroom, tons of sheets and pillows all over the place.
That's a true Airbnb.
Sleep Number Store. There it is.
Number two.
This is one that's not. And this is, I don't know why this is a tourist destination now, but it is. But I guess there are warped people like Antoine who want to go to Mars and ridiculous places like that. So tourists can now go inside the control room at Chernobyl.
Nope.
No.
I heard about that.
I was about to say, hit that no button for me.
I
can do that again.
I guess it's to say, well, I've been there, you know, and take a picture for Instagram.
Pass, okay?
No, thank you.
First of all, I'm not sure how you manage to take the picture on your phone when your thumbs are so big because you are wearing a hazmat suit, just so you know.
You have to.
I don't know why they're turning Chernobyl into a tourist destination, but that is not where I want to go. Nah. So you got to wear a full hazmat suit, industrial boots. You get 2 radiation tests afterward. Now, the surrounding area around the power plant has been deemed safe for visitors. Not believing.
Come on,
this is like a Russian government we're talking about. I mean, Ukrainian, but still. The control room itself is still thought to have radiation levels nearly 40,000 times above normal. And I'm going to trust some Russian tourist.
No, thank you.
Hazmat suit to put on. Sorry. Let me. A third time's a charm. Yeah. I'm out on that one. Yes. The show was really interesting and good on HBO. I don't need to visit there at any time.
Number one.
This is interesting. So they did a survey of the profession that has the most mashing of potatoes. Do you have any idea?
Medical.
Mashing potatoes?
You say medical? No, they are not.
No, I'm thinking...
Restaurant.
Nope.
I'm thinking athlete.
Nope.
Police officer.
No.
The number one answer is...
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
Get on that tractor, baby. Farmers. According to this, the top 6 jobs that report the most mashing of potatoes.
Wow.
Farmers, number one. Number two, architects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have all those scrolls, those important-looking documents.
A lot of architects.
Hairdressers.
Uh-huh.
People in advertising, lawyers, and teachers.
Ooh.
Farmers.
Now, they didn't do a bottom 5. They only said the bottom last place job, which was journalists. Which is too close to home for us.
I should
be a little concerned. But I would like to, I figured since I didn't get the rest of the bottom 5, I knew if I said to Monica, what other jobs are probably in the bottom 5, she would be able to rattle some off right away. What do you think?
The bottom 5?
Yep, the bottom 5.
Probably someone working at the morgue, mortician.
Okay,
yeah.
Morgue.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because you're just there by yourself, you know. I mean, in lots of spirits.
At coffin.
K92.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
So this comes from Kathy, Angela, and Leanne. They are teachers. Zach, we would love it if you could do a birthday scam on one of our coworkers. We are all teachers at name-deleted elementary school, and we could use a little stress release since the school year is in full swing, and there is, and I quote, no end in sight.
Mm.
Can you help us out? Absolutely, I can. You know, parents, we're calling all the time because we got all sorts of issues. Some of them legitimate, like the buses, yikes. Or other times, not so legitimate. But I have some issues with my son. This is too much homework. He's being taken away from his true studies. As we get into the birthday scam, Fortnite homework on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hi, this is Miss.
Yes, hi. My name is Edward. You have my son Carson in your class this year.
Oh yes, hi. It's so nice to talk to you. I met your wife back at school, but I actually don't think you and I have met yet.
Yeah, I haven't been to the school yet, but it's nice to meet you over the phone. So I'm calling because I'd like to talk to you about the amount of homework that Carson has been getting so far from your class, because we are having a really tough time dealing with it right now.
Okay. So what's your actual, like, what is your concern?
Well, here's the issue. It's just a lot of homework, way more than we've ever been used to in the past. And we're talking about sometimes an hour or even more.
Yeah, definitely this year is the year where kids are going to be asked to do a lot more homework and projects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as they're, you know, they're ready for middle school and high school.
Yeah, but it's like an hour every night, and that's with us helping him.
I mean, that's great that you're helping him. It's just, it's one of those things, once he gets used to the whole new setup, I'm sure it'll get easier.
Yeah, all right, here's the deal. I don't care. This homework is getting in the way of his other learning, and I, as his father, I just cannot have that.
I'm not sure. I understand what you mean. What other learning are you talking about? Is he taking some other classes or like after school or something?
Well, they're not exactly classes, but are you familiar with the game Fortnite?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes. Well, it turns out my son is really, really good at Fortnite. He like doing the Orange Justice all over people's heads all the time, so I need him to have enough time to develop his skills.
His skills?
Yeah, his skills. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'd like him to have a solid 3 to 4 hours of Fortnite to work on his game, and this homework, frankly, is just getting in the way.
3 to 4 hours a day?
Absolutely. I'd like it to be 5 if possible, but you're stealing an hour with this homework.
Sir, I honestly don't think that much screen time is healthy for a child your son's age. I mean, plus, he certainly needs to focus on schoolwork as he prepares for real life.
Real life. Lady, have you seen the news? Some goofy-looking kid just won $3 million playing Fortnite.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see that. He actually won that much money?
Yes, he did.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, and pardon my bluntness, but when's the last time any kid won like $1 million for social studies? Yeah, exactly. So now you see how useless it is when my son is supposed to be a professional gamer when he grows up.
Sir, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's really, I mean, it's unrealistic to think that your son is going to be a professional, like, video game player.
Oh, unrealistic. You know what's unrealistic? Thinking he's ever going to make any money off this goofy new math that you people are teaching him. I mean, what is the deal with this new math? It's all weird now, the way they put it all together. Makes no sense.
I mean, I know it's different, but studies have shown that the new system increases the student's ability to understand the math.
Yeah, whatever. All right, forget the new math. I got simple math for you right now. It's 1 plus 2 equals $3 million, and I'm going to need you to stop giving my son any homework that gets in the way of that.
Okay, sir, listen, I'm sorry, but I mean, it just doesn't work that way. I can't change the lesson plan for the entire class just for one student.
Oh, no worries there at all. Just don't give him any homework. The rest of the little doofuses, you can give him as much as you want. Actually, it's probably better. It keeps them off the video games and lets my son destroy them when they try to play. So that's a good idea, actually. I like that.
Okay. Listen, this call is very, like, bizarre, and I'm feeling like it's not very productive.
See, I feel like it's been very productive.
How so?
Because it's a birthday scam, and it's going very well. Hi, you're on K92 right now. Hi, Jenny.
Wait, the radio station?
Yes, Zach Jackson, K92, birthday scam, courtesy of Kathy, Angela, and Leanne, your other teacher friends.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
I am not.
They would do something like that. I was literally like, oh, my God, I have such crazy parents again this year. Oh, I can't do it.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang birthday scam.
No winner at 7 o'clock, which means we're going to try to get a winner at 8 o'clock every single hour today until we get a winner. $5,000 in the secret sound. Pay attention to those previous clues. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I got a big update of a recent blow your mind story, and then I have some new blow your mind stories. We'll start with the update. Remember the kid that got 10 days in jail for missing jury duty?
Right, uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, the judge did clear his record. So at least there's that. That's really my update.
Oh, that's it?
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good.
Did
he does have to fill that out.
He still had to serve and had to write some sort of big apology.
Oh, but the judge said, well, he recognizes what he did was wrong. How about you recognize what you did was
overslept.
Wrong?
He just overslept.
Okay. Class action lawsuit claims blank is as addictive as cocaine. A. ranch dressing, B, vape juice, or C, Fortnite?
Ooh.
B.
Ugh. I was going B, but then Fortnite popped. I'm going Fortnite.
Correct. Antoine, you are correct. Coming right off the Fortnite homework birthday scam. If you missed it, it'll air at 8:10 again. Fortnite, as addictive as cocaine, so says this class action lawsuit. These parents are very upset.
There's a duty to inform of the danger of your product that you market.
Pause. I disagree. Continue.
And they didn't do that. They fight with their parents. It becomes unbearable at home. They won't go for dinner. Sometimes they won't shower. They won't, you know, like it's actual addiction, and it takes over their lives.
Now, I have no doubt that Fortnite can be addictive, much like many other things.
Mm-hmm.
Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Coffee. Mm-hmm. Alcohol. Like all sorts of things. But especially when it comes to video game. I'm sorry. If you're a parent, you can get your kid to shower. If they're 10 years old, have them take a shower.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
And exactly. Take it away. It's very simple.
Put the controllers in the shower. You want to play, go in there and get them.
Right. Or set up a reward-based system. Or, you know, there's certain times. You can't just let them play all the time.
Exactly. Say no.
Wait, what?
You say no.
This seems
Ava
like...
Ava, why'd you... No.
No.
Go read.
What does that mean?
I don't understand.
Read.
What is this, 1950?
Exactly.
No, get out of here. Kids get everything they've wanted ever and then some. And then I'm going to call the school and make sure they're okay on their phone. Moving on, thieves steal a duffel bag. Find out it's full of blank. A, police badges.
Ooh.
B, snakes.
Mm.
Or C, toys.
I'm going to go B again.
All right. Snakes. I'm going to go police badges.
Police badges. Who's right? Monica's right.
Correct.
Snakes in a bag.
Snakes. That's a fun bag.
Yeah, this it's kind of some instant karma. They stole this bag. Dude had left it on the for a second, and he had four pythons and a lizard inside. Here's Snake Guy.
And as I was loading.
Which, by the way, all right, Antoine, you like snakes,
I
right?
do.
Okay.
Yes.
This guy is stereotypical creepy snake guy. And just
all
so
right,
you know,
I'm
this,
listening.
You get lumped in with this. Just even his voice is just.
And as I was loading up my gear, I realized that the bag that I had my four ball pythons and blue tongue skink inside of that bag were gone. They're my babies, but they're just super, super gentle animals.
Oh, you lie.
What you got over there?
God. What's your bestie?
I have nothing.
What's your best friend?
I had to look up what a blue-tongued skink was. It's like a lizard
it's just
looking
the way
thing.
He said it's skink. Ooh.
He
was in love with his skink.
Snakes all over his body and everything.
I'm off. I can't support this.
Antoine's good and skinky over here. Me and Monica, not so much. No. We normal. Well, all right. I'm not normal. I'm just creepy. I'll explain next in the confessional. I'm just paying someone a compliment. Is that so weird?
What'd you do?
Yes, it's
it
weird.
Is.
I
Maybe.
Know.
Oh, how you
Fine.
Doing?
It's you just don't. I guess. I don't know. I did it anyway, and against my better judgment. And it was awkward. I'll explain next in the confessional. Pop quiz after that. $1,000. Then the secret sound right after.
Can we just?
What if I told you there was a list somewhere, and if you read this list, you could win $5,000?
I'd read
that'd
the
be
list.
Lovely.
Would you read that list?
I'd read the list.
Sure.
Okay. Well, there is that list. It's your previous clues of the K92 secret sound. That list exists right now in your free K92 radio app. This all costs you nothing to look at. So just open that list because in 13 minutes at 8 o'clock, it'll be a little bit after because we got to do the pop quiz, but right around 8 o'clock, we're going to do this again every hour today until we get a winner. Study those previous clues. They all have numbers next to them, too.
Really?
So maybe you want to be like, 26. Let me look at that one. When I do that, then I'm going to 35. Then I might 33 myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll go give myself a little 37 action.
Ah.
Then I'm going to give me a good 29
and
a bonus clue 8.
No one's working this morning. They're studying.
I wonder if we're working anymore. I don't really know. Too busy sinning.
But now it's time.
To be working.
Uh-oh.
Can we just not pay compliments to each other anymore?
Compliments are fine.
And depends.
It depends
on the delivery of the message, too.
Exactly.
Just trying to be a good human being, which I know for the most part I'm not. So occasionally I try.
Mm-hmm.
Just minding my own business in this world. And I see a young man the other day.
Oh.
As I'm driving in my automobile. He is walking. He's a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you right now, Monica, Antoine, this kid had a really nice jacket on. I enjoyed his jacket.
Yeah.
Well, good looking jacket. Good looking kid. Kind of looking like he was walking right out of Stranger Things or something, man.
Uh-huh.
Black leather jacket. these cool little stripes on the arms that went around, like two of them on each side. A smart jacket right there. I like that. And I thought to myself, I would like to pay this young lad a compliment and let him know that I find his jacket to be fashionable and nice.
All right.
How do I do that without getting arrested? Can I just roll down the window and be like, hey.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
So you rolled down your window?
I did. I rolled down my window and I was like, hey, just so you know, I like a jacket.
Oh, that's
Stranger
creepy.
Stranger danger.
I know.
That's creepy. That's
very creepy.
Creepy.
What am I supposed to do?
And what do you do? Take Nothing. His jacket off and just throw it at you and run?
I didn't want his jacket. I didn't need anything.
He so probably.
What he did.
He took his coat. I said, don't hurt me. And he threw his jacket at me and he ran. That's exactly what happened.
That's what I would
he
do.
Say he said, thank you, sir.
He just kind of looked at me and was like, okay.
Okay.
All right,
which I do believe in teenager language because they hate everything is, sir, thank you so much. I really appreciate that compliment that made my day. It has boosted my self-confidence and I will
but
go
what
home.
What did his face
His face
tell
said,
you?
Why is this
run.
Old man in a car talking to me at all?
Did
do
you
not
slowly
run.
Roll
do
down
not
your
run.
Window?
Do not run. Do not run.
Is there's no speed to rolling down your window either. It's up like, or down. I push the button and it goes down.
When you say, have a compliment like that, I feel like it's slowly.
How's it going to?
Are you peeking over the window as the window's coming down?
What am I supposed to do? Look straight ahead? Like I'm going to run something over?
Yes.
Look straight ahead.
Down the window.
And then you look over.
Yeah, where you looking? That's the thing. Were you looking forward and the window came down? Did you do like a sharp turn?
No, I was looking at him because I saw his jacket.
I like your jacket.
I saw the jacket. It was a good looking
that's
jacket.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I don't like this
Look
at all.
I don't like y'all at all.
This isn't okay.
Fine. You know what? Fine. We just can't be nice anymore.
That kid may never wear that jacket again because old men compliment him.
He's telling his friends, yo, I was almost kidnapped today. Man.
You just try to
and
be
I
a good person.
I think it looks
you
like
are the
Zach
subject.
Jackson,
you're
yo.
The subject of like a language like arts essay.
I had no other motive other than to say, go look at the jacket. Didn't ask where he got it, anything
now,
like that.
Now he's walking with friends home. He's like, I'm in high school. He's like, yo, I'm 17. I had to have a group.
There's going
to
be a TV group show walk. On A&E called I Was Almost Abducted. And this is going to be an episode of I Was Almost Abducted.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start a show on Netflix called The Compliment Show, and no one will watch it, and it will get canceled. Fine, you jerks, whatever. Secret Sound is on the way.
I appreciate
and I know,
it.
And I was like, this is a losing proposition. The minute I do this.
But once it starts.
There's no way to get this. There's no way for this
you need
to come
a ride
off
home?
Awkward. No. I didn't want. No, there's no ride
you
home.
Say, you
no.
Yeah, he probably was waiting for that. Like, oh.
Well, you know what? I take it back. I'm starting to think, like, I've seen shoes that kids are wearing. I'm like, yo. But I think it's the different words. I'm like, yo, those are some fly kicks.
But also, it's the fact right. that you're in your car.
Yeah.
If you had a white van, you know, that'd be the
oh, yeah.
I have a white van.
With ice cream music playing.
I have a sporty Camry
you
for
want
crying
ice cream?
Out loud. It's not fair. Antoine's smoother when he does. I mean, listen to me. Yo, nice kicks. That still doesn't
if
work.
If you were walking by, it works. You know, you're like, yo, I like that jacket.
Right. No, because even though when I do that, it's me going, hello, young people. I enjoy your fashion accessory.
And I think he's still like, that's kind of cool.
I know. I get it. I'm Captain Underpants to all y'all. That's fine. I understand.
It's the window.
Pop quiz is next. I hope you lose. Secret Sound is after that. I hope you lose. Whatever.
$1,000 now. $5,000 right after. So the Secret Sound right after this pop quiz.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
I don't even want to say guesses every hour because we're just going to win right here. So
yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
All right.
Guess this hour. Take the money. Now, Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke and K92 team up for the $1,000 pop quiz. We say good morning to Allie, Smith Mountain Lake. Hi, Allie.
Good morning.
You got your three free answers?
I do.
Okay, cool. I like it. You can get tomorrow's right there on the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page. Make sure it's the Roanoke one.
Yep.
Because you don't want to go to the main one, but you want to see all the different outfits they lay out.
Yes.
Cash for clothes.
Name brand clothes.
Yes.
Yep. Want to make some money this weekend and then just funnel it back into new clothes for the fall? You can totally do
you can
that.
Help yourself.
Go see Sam and the gang, Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Here we go, Allie. 60 seconds to answer as many of these as you can. You may pass at any time. We will come back if there's time. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. Get $1,000. We ready to roll here?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I got me a pen. I got me some questions. Mm-hmm. And I got me 60 seconds. Good luck, Allie. Timer will start when I finish reading this first question. Here we go. On The Simpsons, what is the name of Bart's mom?
Marge.
Yes.
In Alvin and the Chipmunks, name any chipmunk other than Alvin.
Theodore.
Yes.
What is the most populous state in America?
California.
Yes.
Simlish is the language spoken by characters in what video game?
Pass.
In Finding Nemo, Nemo is a clownfish. True or false?
True.
Yes.
What is the name of Snoopy's bird friend in the Charlie Brown cartoon?
Woodstock.
Yes.
What actor played Jack Dawson in the Titanic movie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
LGA is an airport code for what city?
LGA. Pass.
Kevin Hart plays Fridge in what movie about a magical video game?
Pass.
Name one team in the current WNBA finals.
Pass.
Simlish is the language spoken by characters in what video game?
The Sims.
Yes. LGA, airport code for what city?
New York City. Yeah. Yes.
Kevin Hart plays Fridge in what movie about a magical video game?
Wreck-It Ralph.
No!
Ah, it's so close.
$80.
So $80.
I'll tell you, 80 is better than 90. Because yeah. 90 just hurts 90's just a
tough.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart plays Fridge in Jumanji. That's a movie. And this is Antoine knows the answer to this question, believe it or not.
They played last night. Yep. I watched the game.
WNBA Finals. Antoine, who are the two teams?
The Connecticut Sun or the Washington Mystics. Yeah. They have a game five, a deciding game five coming up.
Oh, okay. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So all,
let me put that in my calendar.
That was Antoine's question. $80. Hey, it's pop culture. It's right there. It's right there in sports. It's all over the place. You just got to pay attention. You never know.
Yeah.
$80 for you, Allie. Not a bad haul. Not $1,000, but it's all right. $80. So now let's turn this into a haul of $5,000. We're rolling right into the secret sound right now.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 secret sound plays
in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret sound.
Fine. It won't be a $6,000 morning, but it'll be a $5,080 morning. That's pretty good, too. 540-774-9236. Caller 19. Give me the sound, please. I want to give you the money. $5,000 from First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan, Arroyo Canyon. K92. Brand new birthday scam on the way. Fortnite homework. Also, dirty little secret. She did something to a coworker, but she says it was for a friend. But
so
she
as
did
long
something.
As for a friend.
It was for a favor. So then it's fine.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Drake!
Drizzy! Six God.
Where's Soulja Boy? Drake!
Drake!
Well, Drake is upset that his dad, Dennis, is talking too much. He's talking to everyone. He was on Nick Cannon's show.
Well, I guess, Drake raps about his dad at times.
Raps, yes. Yeah,
it's not necessarily all me and my dad love each other so much.
Right. And that's the problem because Dennis, he went on Nick Cannon's show.
The radio show?
The radio show. Uh-huh. And he says that Drake only writes lyrics about him being an absentee father.
Because Drake's dad.
Because it sells records.
Sells records.
I talk to him, if not every day, every other day.
It's interesting. He's got Drake's voice. I mean, that's to say.
I said, Drake,
best.
Why are you saying all of this different stuff about me, man? Like, this is not cool. Dad, it sells records.
And then Drake's mad about that. He says, nuh-uh.
Have you seen his dad? His dad is very flashy. When you see him dressed
up. Yes, I literally just looked up a picture.
Yeah.
He has a Steve
flashy.
Harvey mustache, mm-hmm. but he like shades, top hat. Not
That's
top
the
hat,
exact fashion I'm going to go for if my son is as rich and famous as Drake. It's Steve Harvey mustache and everything. I'm doing it.
You can pull it off, though. Mm-hmm. You know?
I will.
You can pull it, I'm
doing
off.
It.
All right, John Wick, they're getting a spinoff. It's getting a spinoff about a female assassin.
Okay.
It's going to be called Ballerina. Mm. So it's basically a young female assassin who wants revenge after her family has been killed.
So it's one we don't know. It's not Halle Berry's character from the most recent John Wick or anything like that. It'll be an unknown. Did you see Wendy Williams almost kill somebody on the set of her show?
What are you talking about?
Somebody didn't turn their cell phone off and Wendy was doing her show.
Oh, yeah, she's serious about that.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sure Jen gets it. And you know what? She probably didn't.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Whose phone is it?
Uh-oh.
Somebody phone on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Get out. Uh-oh. Get out. Turn that phone off now, sir, ma'am, whoever you are.
I would not grab my phone if it was me.
Just please, kindly, the tickets are free, but when you come here, you must turn your phones off. I was being overdramatic, but kindly please turn your phone off. Thank you.
So as soon as we have funeral arrangements for that person, we will let you know in case you want to send a card. Birthday scam is next. Fortnite homework. Then a secret sound clue that please hopefully unlocks it for you at 8:30. Let's get a winner right at 9 o'clock. she did something to a coworker, but she says she did it for a friend. Also, a dirty little secret by text that if you're a vegetarian, well, okay, this person does say they're sorry, so there is that.
Guess the K92 secret sound, win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
They didn't mean it. Clue 39. Before you mow. Clue 39. Before you mow. You know, if you were doing a little combination lock and you were trying to unlock something, I would say your combination is 26, 35, 33, 37, 29, bonus clue 8.
Woo.
That might open a door somewhere.
Might unlock something, huh?
Yeah, 9 o'clock, First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out.
She did something to a coworker, but she said it was for a friend.
Okay.
What'd she
do?
So
it's not that bad if it's for a friend?
I don't know.
Is that justified?
Is she just trying? Who knows? Text 52353. Also, you can confess things anonymously. It's fun. You hear your secret. Nobody knows it's you but you. Now, Becky says, I'm still in love with someone I met 2 summers ago, and I'm engaged to somebody else.
Well.
My dirty little secret, I'm helping save my senior prom date's house from foreclosure, and nobody knows it's me, and I can't tell anybody else.
That's nice of him.
Listen, it's interesting, but I mean, you want a silver lining on this stuff. Text 52353. My husband just left me and my kids, and honestly, we are all thrilled. He just walked off and disappeared.
Well,
all right,
there you go.
For the best.
As long as everybody's happy.
These poor vegetarians. It wasn't this person's fault. Text 52353. I accidentally made a dish for a party that had vegetarians at it, totally spaced, and used chicken broth in it. Ow!
Oh!
Told no one.
And they were like, this is so good.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Why
you don't
my
tell.
Stomach hurting all of a sudden? No.
Because it hurts so good, Antoine. That's what it is. Our friend Trish would like to come on and talk about her dirty little secret. She said it was for a friend. Mm-hmm. She did something to a coworker. Hi, Trish.
Hi, good morning.
How's it going?
Good. How are you all?
I'm doing all right. Just feeling for the stomach ache of all those vegetarians that had that wonderful salad, I'm sure. Man, it's so good. Dirty little secrets. What's going on? What happened? What'd you do?
Okay. So I worked with this girl, and she was dating my best friend's husband.
All right, wait. So I wasn't paying attention. Let me get the flow chart here. You were working with a girl who was dating your best friend's husband? Wait.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Her best friend's married.
Okay.
Her best friend has a husband.
Uh-huh.
That husband is dating Trish's coworker.
Well, this is messy.
Very messy.
Yes.
Okay.
So my coworker didn't know that I knew this, but I knew. And this was like 5 years ago. So
that was a while back.
I would take dead flowers and put them on my coworker's desk or put them like around her desk.
Dead flowers. Is that what you said?
Yeah, like dead roses.
Okay.
Mostly.
It's kind of an ominous message.
Yeah. I did this for like a week, and she got so upset, and she was like confiding in me about it.
Oh, because she didn't know it was you. She thought it was somebody else. What is going on?
There's some evil energy around you.
There's mysterious energy, but she comes running to you to be like, hey, I need your advice on what
to
do.
That's messed up.
Yeah, and you go, oh, no.
Right. And telling me about her boyfriend who she's seeing, telling me all sorts of things, not knowing what I know. But so I'm older now, and like I'm more mature, and this was years ago, so it like feels kind of good to.
What happened with all of that? I mean, your best friend, you basically knew that was getting cheated on. Did you tell your best friend this?
No, and they're divorced now.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
And then when they got divorced, did you go, oh, no, I know,
oh, no,
I have no idea.
No.
Wait, her, cheating?
Yeah, her, she found out on her own.
Okay.
That's tough, too.
It's tough to be the person to break that news because then you're in the middle of it. You don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times you lose friendships over it because they side with the other person anyway. Okay, that's very messy. Yeah. Do you have any contact with this person anymore?
No, not at all.
No, I don't think so. So the mystery remains for her. Did she know that she was the lady? Did she know that this dude was married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess you would argue that everybody got what they deserved. I
think And, you know, she dropped off some flowers and things. She did her part.
She did
her part.
She created.
It didn't really hurt anyone.
No, it didn't hurt anyone. It's emotional trauma nightmares, maybe, just later.
A little bit.
Yeah, but, you get over that.
Yeah,
you're growing.
Fine.
Yeah.
It was a fun little scavenger hunt of deception.
Yes.
That's what it was.
I enjoy a good scavenger
hunt. Thank you, Trish. Appreciate it.
Halloween, right around the corner. So many children. It is their most favorite day of the year.
All the candy?
Oh, man.
I mean, even candy here in the studio.
The candy, the costumes, the general merriment.
Yes.
They love it.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure each of my kids, it's their favorite day of the year.
Yeah.
Which is a testament to my solid parenting. Uh-huh. That was me beating my own chest right
there.
How
is that a testament to your parents?
Because, Antoine, it was one of my least favorite days of the year as a child. Okay. So the fact that I managed to bring them joy on that day, I've overcome adversity.
But you didn't like to dress up?
I had a tradition every year on Halloween of crying. I was very good at crying every year on Halloween. And my mother, shout out to my mother if she's listening.
Hey.
Usually
like, love you, Mom.
Oh, man. She made me cry every year. There were rules to Halloween. Why were there rules to Halloween?
Maybe the rules were to keep you safe.
No.
Are there just fun rules? It's like, you know, you create your own.
You have to scavenger hunt for candy.
Tell you what, my mother wanted two things, I believe. One was a daughter, which she never had.
Okay.
So she had to substitute me in. And two was her very own life-size American Girl doll that she could dress up and traipse around to the universe.
I don't know where this is going, but it's better in my head.
Well, that's what Halloween was for her, Antoine. My input, unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
Most years, I was really not even choosing my own costume. Because all I ever wanted to be was a Boston Red Sox baseball player. Okay, that's all I wanted to do on Halloween. Walk around with a little glove, let people cook candy in it, and then I could walk away. I was told after the 1 year I did that, there are no repeats on Halloween. That's the rule. I'm like, the rule, the law-abiding Supreme Court Justice of the Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's the rule.
No repeats.
Yeah, so my mother would force me into costumes that I didn't want to be. Like the year she dressed me up as a big rabbit. Very similar to Christmas Story. It was not pink, but it was a rabbit. And my mother dressed up as a magician. And then at every single house, she made me stand behind her and she would say, ta-da. And
I think that's cute.
I had to jump.
This is a show.
So, you know when Ralphie has to come downstairs? You know what his face looked like? That was mine at every single house. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
That's funny.
Oh, I like it.
Well, let's not forget the year she chose for me to be the Count from Sesame Street.
Okay, at least you're a vampire at this point.
Yes, of course. With very, very thick coating of purple face paint all over my face. I didn't want anything on my face.
Uh-huh.
So I was covered. So there's just a picture of me with my sad little purple face, tears running down my face, holding little numbers.
So really. That explains why you hate face paint so much.
Oh my God, I know.
You did say that once before.
The single worst costume that you can force any child into. I had that one too. Do you know what that is? Bag of jelly beans, my friends. Bag of jelly beans.
What? That's a costume?
Yes, it is. It's the worst costume ever. I believe CPS actually comes to your house now if you do bag of jelly beans because you give them a gigantic clear garbage bag. You fill it with balloons. The child is in the middle of all these balloons, and the child is to not sit down for the entire night because you're covered in balloons.
Oh, you don't want to pop them.
That's a terrible
you
costume.
Can roll.
And my mother drove me around in our van because we had a van and it had no seats in the back. Like, it was a real van. So I had to stand there, very safe, as she drove me to her friends' houses to show off me in the costume. And every time we go around a corner and I would lose my balance and I would pop a balloon, she'd yell at me. So that was another year where I cried.
Well.
Childhood
trauma. Yeah. Oh, hey, happy Halloween. Rough.
What's our friend's name? Who do we have? I lost my thing here. Is Erica, maybe? Was it Erica?
Hi,
I pushed the button. Who are you? Hi, you're the princess with the trauma. What's your name?
Carissa.
Oh, Carissa. All right, there it is.
We got wrapped up into Zach's childhood.
Jelly
I'm sorry, Carissa. I was laying down on the therapy couch and I couldn't get off to remember your number. What happened to you on Halloween?
My mother decided it would be a great idea to make me a princess. I don't even like princesses.
You know what? Pause before you continue. See how this story starts the same way?
My mother.
My mother decided that this is what I would do. Okay, princess, go ahead.
So she had done my hair, and she was like, oh, go look at it. So I got and looked at it. I had sparkles all over my face, and I thought that I had something on my nose, but I didn't think anything about it, so I walked away. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, I got sparkles on my face. So I ran back to see to make sure there was something that was perfect, and I tripped on my shoelace, and I hit the door jam, and so I hit that, and so I spent my 10th Halloween in the hospital.
Oh.
And I had stitches, and I'm screaming, be gentle, and the heifer was not being gentle, and it was terrible.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Curse of Hawaii. Hey, God, let's get her a prize.
Oh, man.
You've got some of the, was it King's Dominion's got their Halloween experience.
Yeah, creating memories.
I would like to do a PSA, though.
Okay.
Yes.
There's at least one parent that needs to hear this. Let your kid be a Power Ranger. Don't make your kid dress up as this pop culture thing that you love.
Right.
Are you
so
shade at who?
At you.
Just in general. Uh-huh. Wait, do you do this?
Yes.
I have no basis for this other than saying let your kid be the little silly thing that they want to be.
And that was the same with me too, Antoine. The other rule, it was declared there will be no store-bought costumes whatsoever.
You make them.
Everything must be made. I'm like, I just want to
Sometimes we have a vision and it's creating memories. Like Ava, I told Ava, because Ava had really bad eczema when she was younger. Really bad eczema. So it only made sense to me for her to be a hot pepper. No. She was already
okay.
red.
I take it back. I'm talking directly to you.
Let your kid. And she's like, why? I like, because it made sense. You're just a hot pepper. Your face is already,
you know, why don't you just send her out as Lizard Girl since
her
skin's all bumpy and rashy.
It was just, she had, rosy cheeks and stuff.
52353. If you would like to text in your pain, it's therapeutic. I'd say I feel better, but I'm lying. So just get in here. My mom made me a California Raisin costume out of purple bath mats. Horrible.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
and Monica will laugh on behalf of every mother. You're every mom today. You're not my real mom.
She was being creative.
I don't like your rules. My son's going to be DJ Marshmallow this year. It's going to be awesome. 52353 if you want to text in. Secret Sound is 10 minutes away. We'll get to your text. Oh, my. 2 years old. My mother dressed me up as a Playboy bunny for Halloween. What was she hoping for my future? LOL.
She was given options just in case.
Shame on the company that made a costume like that for you.
Oh, I guess that's true.
You know?
I didn't think about that.
I was trying to run down all the times I cried on Halloween. Let's see. There was a year I was a bag of jelly beans and I got yelled at because every time I sat down, the balloons would pop.
That should be number one.
And then I was the count on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in just this thick layer of purple face paint that I hated. Yep, cried that year. Then the next year, I was forced into a rabbit costume like Ralphie in Christmas Story.
Uh-huh.
And had to stand behind my mother at every single house while she pretended to be a magician.
Mm-hmm.
And
then that's entertaining.
And I had to go, ta-da. That was year three. The following year, my mother was too lazy to make me another costume, but let's remember that I wasn't allowed to have a store-bought one. So the rabbit, the ears were removed, and I was sent out as a polar bear.
There you go.
And I had a fever, so
efficiency.
I cried. Yep, we're up to four. Oh, then there was the year I was dressed up as a Native American, which, by the way, isn't even allowed anymore. Mm-hmm. And my mother sent me out as an antique collector. She had lots of antiques in the house. And she gave me this big wooden knife to carry with me because it'll look more authentic that way. Well, I was out trick-or-treating, and I tripped and fell, and the knife stabbed me in the stomach, so I cried. And the knife also broke in half when I fell on it. And my mother yelled at me when I got home for breaking her antique, so I cried again. So there you go. I believe that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different times of
tears. Every
year. And I can't. There might be one I blocked out. I'm not sure. Maybe I would have been best friends with Mark growing up. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Would you like to, maybe we could save some money and we can go in together on therapy?
Group therapy is always a great thing.
You know what I'm finding with all these texts, too, is every single one of these texts, for the most part, starts with, my mom made me.
Yes.
My mom made me, or my grandma made me. And then they all end with, who does that?
Yeah. Dad's like, whatever, do what you want to do.
Dad was just reading the paper. He was inside.
Mark, what day is it?
What happened to you, Mark?
All right, so fifth grade, I wanted to be Indiana Jones. Like, bad. That's all I wanted.
That's perfect.
All right.
So, it came night before Halloween, my mom unveils the Halloween costumes, and she has taken the time.
Wait, you know what? Let me give you a drum roll. Here we go. Here's your drum roll, because you're ready for your Indiana Jones costume. Go ahead.
That's right. I was ready, and she has handmade cow costumes for me and my three siblings. And she was so proud.
Cow costumes.
That was the year that, my school decided to have they called it the Harvest Parade. So everybody had to walk around with your costumes. And there's nothing more mortifying for a fifth grader than to walk around in a handmade cow costume with a very anatomically correct
udder.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've got big, delicious udders walking around at 11 years
old.
Oh,
no.
Right at the time that you're starting to really feel self-conscious about yourself, your appearance, your popularity, and your body.
Yeah.
And you've got six glorious udders courtesy of your mother. Yeah, Indiana Jones, that wouldn't have been, that would have been a terrible idea.
You don't want any of your friends to see you.
No. Hang on, Mark. We got to get Mark a prize. Mm-hmm. Good Lord. Here we go. My mother dressed me like a gangster and a skirt suit, fake automatic weapon, cool hat. Everybody thought I was Monica Lewinsky because that was the year of all that. Nicole got egged while trick-or-treating.
Well.
Kelly in Roanoke. Mom made me Santa. I'm a girl. Here's one that ends with who does this. My mom made us watch It before we went trick-or-treating. Never had an issue with clowns. Then she had people follow us who were dressed as Pennywise the Clown to scare us the entire evening.
She get video?
Mom of the year. I'm on board with that one.
Grandma made me dress up as a dinosaur to do a Halloween fashion show at the Valley View Mall. I fell on stage. Everybody laughed at me. Oh, I know that pain. Let's see. Growing up, my mom would always dress my younger brother and I to look up like historical characters. One year, I was dressed as a 1700s colonial woman while my six-year-old brother was an English guy with a powdered wig. Wait for it. Who does that? Yes, there it is.
Who does that?